Hello everyone, this is Paul. I'm just recording an audio boo to give you an idea of the Skype conversation I recently had with Victoria about half an hour ago. Unfortunately, the Pamela software didn't record our conversation. So after half an hour, we just had nothing. So I'm just going to record this. Before I forget everything we spoke about, really. Okay, what I remember from our conversation was that Victoria decided to do an activity called Minipedia from the Australian Framework for Learning website. This would involve a wiki, and there would be, I think, two groups who would look up definitions of certain words on the web or in dictionaries, which would be inside the wiki. So they would write definitions on the wiki, and there would also be an editor who would edit different drafts of the definitions, so that the definitions would hopefully get better and better. And there was also another idea that she had, which was for two groups. One group would make definitions, or that both groups would make definitions, and then they would change, and the other group would have to guess what the word would be, or what the word might be from the definitions, which I thought was a really good idea. We also talked about how our lessons would be different with the element of ICT. I think we both agreed that certainly that the students are more interested in ICT lessons because there is a definite goal, a purpose, and a task. For instance, posting on a wiki or a blog is a web page. You can see it, you can show your friends, and it would just be more interesting than doing the same exercise on paper and giving it to the teacher for correction. An interesting point was that we both felt that we didn't really know what to do with our students' posts on the blogs. We felt as though we should correct them immediately, but then again, we didn't want to correct them for fear of discouraging the learners. That was something we both felt. Another thing is we didn't feel as though the Australian site dealing with learning strategies and activities and tools, we didn't feel it was very practical for teachers, really, as there wasn't much practical instructions. There was a learning strategy, then a general tool, then a general activity, and I'm not really sure if these would all work in the classroom or in practice. That was our feeling anyway. And Victoria suggested if there was a case study and an example, then it would be a lot clearer to follow, and more teachers would likely take the ideas on board. And that's about it. Hopefully I'll post this on Moodle in the next 10 minutes. Okay, bye-bye.